Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, wonderful. Today, another day. And thank you for tuning in. This is the Blog Talk Radio Show. Yes, and thank you for tuning in. So this is the Cosmic Philosopher, I'm Tim Aldred. And yesterday I had a very good time with Mr. Solution. And if you haven't played that video from yesterday, I would bring it to your attention. It was a nice show. I had a good time, you know what I mean? And for reasons, of course. And for people who are looking for, you know, certain uplift in your spirit and things like that. You know, it's the things that we listen to and pay attention to as a way of developing our inner spiritual self and mold us into a better and better person that we crave every day and struggle with what it takes to get yourself there. You know what I mean? Spiritually, you have to like shed everything and have that attitude every day of shedding, because when you get this kind of AD Anadamani system inside of you, you celebrate so many Christmases and Easter and all those things. You know, it makes me sick when I think of how tall these sodomite notions that they write for civilized people, and they know what they are doing. They're pushing us down into the dark dungeon. They know why they write these things. They want us to believe the foolishness to keep us down. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm coming a long way right now. I'm over 70. And what I have been thinking about for over these years is about something that my parents don't talk about. Nobody talk about it. But there is something inside of me, inside of my heart and in my mind, that there is something beside what I am experiencing of people around me, far and wide, you know, high and low. There is something more than this. And I felt to live the way I am thinking by my observation and stuff, that I am to pay attention to, because there is reality beside what I'm seeing every day here. And I come across some experience with other people that, whereas I think that I have a time of glory ahead of me, in whichever way it's going to come, but I felt that way. And I think I have heard things from people like this one guy named Kenny that I work with. That's going back in the 80s. Between the latter 70 and the beginning of the 80s. I cannot forget Kenny. We were not friends. We just meet up at the workplace. However, there was some presence that I carry. It was natural. I was not trying to be anything. But one day, Kenny said to me, he was aware that there is something about me and other people, because there are some people there who, you know, they're not my cup of tea. Like, they just find an offense to my presence. And when I say my presence, me and him, nobody there get into any quarrel or animosity at all. No. Never fought with nobody. But there was something there that some people thought that, you know, this guy is kind of an out to right. That's how I interpret how they look at me. Like, there's something right with me. No? And we used to work in an enclosed room, six of us. Kenny wasn't one of them. Kenny worked on the outside of the room, right? But we are always close, walking by each other, you know, just about every workday. So, but Kenny told me one day that, now the playback in my mind is affecting the way when I think, affect me a certain way when I think about it now, because many years have gone by. I have had many experiences coming to where I'm at here right now. And he said to me, as a matter of fact, he was calling me an alias. And he always says, Eighth Wonder. He called me Eighth Wonder of the World. I don't know what this guy's talking about, but Kenny, in good spirits, you know, he's always a pleasant person. That day, he said to me, he said, I have always heard about great people, but this is the first time I've ever been close to one. I don't know what the young man is talking about. We probably about the same age, maybe, I would think. And now it is affecting me when I think about it, because back then I'm thinking to myself, why is he telling me that? And comparing me to what they call Eighth Wonder of the World. I mean, nobody, as far as I know, should not be talking like that to me, because I don't have anything to make me feel like I am important in that sense. I feel important to myself, and I am aware of my thinking, my concept, my philosophy, and stuff like that. But it's not intrusive. I am not intrusive to anybody. Somebody is feeling some, as it were, whether, I mean, I don't do anything for anybody to get a negative impression of me, because I'm not producing anything like that. But this man tells me that I am a great person. I am the first person. No, if you're not doing anything to be considered great, and somebody is telling you something like that, well, you know, it has to be something unknowing to me. And like, my life is not separated from what this person is thinking, because it has to be an energy there that is bearing witness to something. But what I don't know of it is a conscious awareness of that. Kenny said to me that I am the first person that he considered to be somebody that people would, you know, look up to and stuff like that. He said, I am the first one he has ever been close to. You know, at the rate that we were working as coworkers, you know, at this business place. And I am doing a work like everybody else, not no clerical work or nothing like that, just semi-skill work then that they might classify that as. It's not anything dainty at all. However, whatever I know about myself is that I have a style of the way I behave myself. There is something in me that makes me be an individual. What do you call it? Individualist. I'm not thinking like other people in the sense of what I specialize in. You know, I don't do certain things like other people would do it. So there was another lady where I come from in what they call Top Mountain, Paul Mountain place, where I live in a rural area in St. Catherine, in Jamaica. And there was a lady that I would see in my vicinity where I would go in the district. And this lady gave me a name. We call her Miss Dye, right? So Miss Dye is well known, and she knows my parents and my sisters and brothers, all right? And we don't see each other frequently, but frequent enough. When she sees me, and if I am in her way, she would call out to me. And I cannot forget the last time I remember. I was probably about maybe 13, 14 years old at that time. I cannot forget that last time she said to me, she called me that name. She called me that name a few times. And that day, she called me by that name. Only she called me by that name. She said, "Work, man." Now, I don't do anything that I could match up with. And I cannot forget that. Somehow, I always remember, I'm curious, why she called me workman? Now, in Jamaica, you know, we are Africans, and people of African origin, the church beat out a lot of our indigenous ways and thought and style. But we do have some that maybe don't carry a great impact. But one of the things that come from Africa is, you know, what they call obia, like working, you know, negromancy or something like that. So some people would go to people who in the practice of these type of little science, and if anybody set ghosts on you or something like that, you go to these people, and these people can do something to keep that ghost off of you, right? No, I don't have any intimate knowledge of it because I've never been that way. My parents did not, I mean, as far as I know, into that type of a thing. But it is common in our culture. So I am not out of ideas as to why, what I could guess on, why this lady is calling me a workman. Workman is not about going to the field. That's not what she's talking about. She's talking about something in our culture that even at my age, I would make some sense of what someone is saying, certain things. So I thought that she must be saying I look like I am a witchcraft man, right? When she said she's calling me workman, does she think that I am, I you know, and not that she might be saying I am doing that because I'm young, I'm young kid, that I'm not into anything. I mean, like somebody would like see me start doing anything like that. But I think she probably see my features, or, you know, and think that, you know, he looks like a man who do witchcraft. So I must have that that aura about me as a kid. But I grow up to be an adult, and I never, like, try to get into voodoo. No. No, I never have. And I really don't know what it is, but apart from what I hear some people talk about. But I am far distant away from ever being interested in those things. So what I'm trying to say to you is, concerning me and my life and what I find interesting. I find interesting knowing the truth about our existence. Yes. And I become so preoccupied with it because my childhood days was something that it allowed me to grow up, because my two parents were good people, but my mother was exceptional. Yona, she was exceptional as affecting me, and there was nothing pervert in my mother. She was a one-man woman. She doesn't fool around with anybody else, as far as I grew up and know her to be. And there was 11 children. It's a lot of children. And so I grew up and was able to think in the way I do, and nobody did not intrude on the way I think. I was 7 years of age, I wanted to be a member in the church. So I told them that I would like to be a part of the church, but I don't know what to do to join in. And somehow I was, you know, not mature enough to understand what they're doing. And until this day, I am not somebody who is good at, let's say, watching movies and understand what the players are really doing. I have something there that is not connecting me to understand, or like they call cell phones and stuff like that. I'm not good at figuring out those things. But I am good at common reasoning that everybody does. You know, common reasoning. But not with gadgets. No. So I when I went to school, I wasn't good at listening to the teacher. Just at the board and working things out, and I was not good at keeping good connection with that either. So I had some shortcomings that, of course, Jamaica is an island of slavery, right? And we came up, I was born when after physical slavery had ended in Jamaica. However, the effect of slavery did haunt us as we develop, because we don't know much of anything that is civilized. They kind of like work it out of us. So I didn't make it well in reading and other things, arithmetic and stuff like that. So when I got out of school, like age 16, That's the time that the British standard there say that we are of age to leave primary school. And you can go and pass some tests and go into a higher level school. Well, I don't know much about educational stuff. So I seek to find like a skill I could learn. So I tried a few things that didn't work. And I could have gotten a good opportunity for trade, like in a sugarcane factory. But I failed a simple test to at getting in to learn something there. You know, so that was one of the best opportunity that I lost because I cannot read. Yeah, I don't read well enough. On the fourth grade, at that time, fourth grade level, you know, there's not much you can do except you're going to learn to do something, you know. Well, you don't not into a lot of technical skills. Anyway, what I realize of me is that I'm very honest. I don't like to cheat anybody out of anything. You know, I am not a thief. I don't grudge other people for what they have and stuff like that. I am orderly. I'm pure. You see what I mean? And I didn't get what I want because, see, the church thing is not good. While you think that you're learning something good and to a certain extent you may learn and adapt a certain good thing, but you're growing up from a child and growing to an adult, you don't get along with the church because the church is going on the opposite side of what a civilized person will normally think and behave. You and the church, as pure as the church may seem to be, it is not going to carry you across the line and take you to a higher level. No, it's not going to do that. And that's basically why I gave up on the church, not the Bible. I gave up on the church because the church was not nurturing me. You see what I mean? And there are a lot of things that were not coming out to me and making sense about the variety of things that the church is teaching us. And so my adult years was not really going well because I don't know enough of the right things to keep my, you know, keep myself in order. So, you know, certain disorder begin to like pinch away at my thinking and my behavior. It was hard because I don't know how to get through this adult thing now on whatever little thing I learned in the church. It wasn't working out. And I'm doing my best to stay as clean as I can. Well, I didn't get into no dishonesty or bad company or nothing like that. I was trying hard to stay pure and clean because that's the way I want my life to be. So it so happens then that I would come to America. And I felt that, you know, America is a good place to come because it's the number one Christian country. Oh. I was so wrong, but I would know it. Anyway, you know, it's a story that I think a lot of people would find interesting. Oh, somebody like me, oh, I grew up on things like that. And now it is evident to me that I am developing, you know, in my 70s. You know, better things are happening in my life now than when I was younger. It's not good things happened to me when I was younger. I mean, people who were nice, good friends and everything like that. Now, because I moved to this, the town, Spanish town, and then I live a few years into Kingstown and things like that. However, when I came to America, I wanted to go into adult school and see if I could do better, you know, improve my reading level, because I was now certain that I need to read higher than the grade I was, fourth grade level, to make real sense. And so when I came, that was my priority, and that's what I did. All right. Well, after I graduate from adult school, you know, I was still not a good scholar because there are too many things that I should have been familiar with, details and things, and that I didn't. And to develop that normalcy of, you know, the way to think and the way to act like everybody else. No, I was missing. I was missing something, a missing ingredient. So about 10 years later, after I left adult school, I thought to myself, you know what? I go to paralegal school. I think it will help me even better, much in addition to my adult education. And so I decided to pursue that because I thought it would help to reinforce my confidence, like when I'm talking and having, you know, interaction with people, let's say on a more intelligent level, I would feel more comfortable taking out my position, dealing with them and their position, okay? In other words, I realize that this human world that I'm in is not an easy one to find a place. There's a lot of confusion going on. So therefore, you really need to know something about the world before you can be recognized as a person who understand the world and is her place in the world. Know some rules, you know, that must be recognized and to make you be in the right place at all times. And so I did the paralegal, but I was like, yeah, 40 now, right? Like about age 40. And then I got back into the church because, you know, I kind of leave off the church for a while before I left Jamaica. And when I came here, I began to go back to church because I don't know, there's nothing else better into this AD and Adam on the world. So I decided, well, I think the church is the right place to be because, you know, it doesn't carry on what we call criminal action in the church. You know, it's a place if you want to live a good life, that's where you go to church, right? That's the way they make it. All right. And, you know, it's a normalized hominid world, okay? Now I'm alive. They know to make church have a certain kind of appeal, you know, and they don't preach sodomy in there. So these white people, hominids, who set up our world society, they do it in such a way that we would never find out that they rig our world and they set up these churches and use these churches as a place to get you reoriented into sodomite cultural ways. Yes. This is the world we are in. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and he was telling me how he has to be lecturing people. Now, it's a good thing that my friend has been through university. I'm glad to have a friend like that. Because I tell you what, I fit in better with people who are educated like that. And especially if that person is academically spiritual. I say academically spiritual because although you may have good academic education, but you can be spoiled. Whereas your education is more controlled by the hominid, homosexual concept, because they are manipulators. They are deceptionists, right? And they have education too. They got their education from us, but not yesterday. White people get education from African people, or what they call black people. They got their education from us, our institution, whilst our gods were still on earth in South Africa. So if you want to know clearly about where we come from and what is civilization, you have to learn that. You have to get to know that. Otherwise, we will not escape being in church and under hominid, homosexual, white people world. And we have the Bible and believe the Bible. It is as confusing as ever, but yet still we will not know. Because, first of all, they did the first application and give us the first dose of what would destroy us. And make way to give to put the Bible, you know, into our society so that they will use the Bible to continue nourish the falsehood that they put inside of us. And this is what is happening today. All right. However, there is a more powerful spirit than the church spirit. That if you who born with hybrid blood, meaning the God's blood that came here, they use their blood to create a human being that is called a hybrid, because there is a earthling being that the gods use that blood mixed with theirs. White people don't want no part of it, because they know they were around before everybody were here, before any gods came down to earth and worked like physical people. But they are different. They are higher than human being. They created human being. But they didn't create the white people. They evolved. Monkeys. White people come from monkeys. And they today, because of what they did and get our blood in their system and begin to have babies and look like us is a big story for you to know. How that happened. Look, I'm telling you because I find out myself. And I tell you, if I did not go to high school and learn to read better, I would not be as knowledgeable as I am here today. If I did not go and did the paralegal course, I would not be as solid as I am here today because I work on my thinking and to conform myself to what is the truth and guide you to live the right kind of life that is possible. A lot of bad things happen in the world that we don't know. And I'm glad that at least I got a little education that is helping me to understand certain things. That people with high education, they are deprived of a lot of things that I come to know today because of the way that I am thinking. I am drawn away from the church concept. So even though you have university education, you have a lot of what I would like to have. Academic skills, right? And ability to do a number of things easily on the right way, right? So a lot of things I have to get help with. However, I don't get help with logical reasoning. I don't get help from nobody with that. And clearly, as I see it, you don't get that type of virtue unless it is inborn. It has to be in you. And then academic knowledge is something that you will master with a great deal of power when you're educated and your education is not tampered with. Anytime you go to a university that these white people put up and phase out our kingship government, you are not under a civilized education. You have education, but is it civilized? If you have concept that they put into what you learn, your education is tainted. So yeah, you go out and the system here will find place for you and make you successful. But they want you to work on the basis of what their concept is. Right? Because it is a sodomite world that they make up. And if you don't think that what I'm saying is applicable to you, well, there is a reason why it would happen to you. Like, you know it, know things, and like I would not matter, be of any weight as far as you're concerned. But if you begin to talk to me, you'll find out that some word issues going to come into what you and I are talking about. Whereas you're going to start getting entangled with back and front stuff that you have to deal with, and you're not able to do it. And you have to find all kind of excuses and trying all kind of a baseless ways to put things together. And then what? You lose in your attempt to control me and what I am saying. Because there is something missing from the way you are using words and timing and time and space, the way you view it, is like somebody says, well, don't worry about the past. Don't care about the past. Think about the present. Somebody educated and things like that is a person whose education is tainted. That's no joke. Because you are not talking with the mind that keeps those elements into what you say or do. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're a typical educated person who don't care much about certain history and about a lot of things. You find fault with a lot of things that are, of course, real civilized things. And you just think that those things don't matter. This is the kind of education that we have under A.D. Anadamani over the past 2,000 years since these people come and say them controlling. Listen, we are not under white people control. But it's just like, I tell you what type of a control we are under. We are under a control similarly to this guy that I watched that was, he did a crime and he was put into prison, was spending maybe life there or something like that. What he did, he was a crook. And I think he was an African guy too. But you know, African who are under the white people system where they take over our Western world and begin to turn it into sodomites, the sodomite world, right? And because they had done something to our brain with their blood 100,000 years ago, today, as you can see, we are not governed by no king. Why? It's because of what they did to us. Their blood is inside of us, and you probably heard that, and even see that we are marrying to white people. It's not supposed to happen, but it is happening, and it means we are almost done for. Really. That's what is happening. So I'll tell you that my brother has a PhD, and my brother refused to talk to me like we are brothers and friends. He refused because guess what? What I come to know about history and the world, he does not. He's a Bible person. What do you call it? They call it hermeneutics. My brother is a hermeneutics Bible person. So that makes him use the Bible as the white people authority. And there is no such authority. It's false. Hear me? Because civilization did not come on the planet by white people. Okay? And white people were not white people as 3.1 million years ago when they evolved. Their ancestor evolved. They are under a species, beloved. And the way they run the system, you will not know exactly that about them, that they are under a species, a bloodline. But they don't want us to know that. A lot of things happen that if you not into reading and really want clean, clean truth about our existence, you won't be concerned with what I am saying. But what I am saying is serious, especially if you become possessive like me, because I wasn't anybody that was powerful or anything. Oh, no. But when you give somebody a gun, it's different from when they never have no gun. Because now they know, you know, they have to have some kind of a discipline to have a gun. First of all, you need to license that gun and stuff like that. All right. Well, anytime, even no matter how you are very low on the pole when it comes to like, somebody who's known to be very smart and extrovert and thing. You can be as humble as ever and don't rise to any height where anybody are careful of you. Anytime you give a poor person wealth, It's easy for you to not know them after they become wealthy. They change. Well, what I'm telling you now is that somebody like me who grew up and couldn't read and couldn't really, and I was not a criminal to become wealthy and boss other people around. You like me, we're just everyday people and nice guy. But let me become a high school or a college or a university person. You're going to see a different person because what I'm going to know is going to change my attitude. And if I am not someone willing to follow what is right discipline, then you're going to find out I may become somebody very wicked and can do wicked things because of the knowledge I have through education. However, in my case, when I get to read better, I didn't seek to go the wrong way with that little knowledge I have. I seek to go the right way. All right? So from the high school, I could only bubble so much. When I did the paralegal school, I could bubble up some more because that gave me grounds to stake out my position. And when it comes to your position, it's going to be put up on chopping block whether or not you do have it or you don't. I'm going to rule you. Okay? Because I don't have to be of like, okay, I have a gun, I will shoot you. It's a word kind of gun thing. You know what I mean? That you can go in there and talk yourself until you do something wrong. You can do all the talking you want, but don't get physical, okay? You just don't get physical because that's an easy way to done away with your freedom. Don't do that. But the people who are ignorant easily put themselves into trouble and bring distress upon themselves. The person who has education and they have an intent to hurt you, you know, their hurt is going to be much hotter than if an ignorant person hurt you. All right. So I'm telling you all of this to say, I am still someone who is tame, humble, righteous. I'm religious. I can't be a king because I don't have the spirit to rule. But I have a friend that I now look up to who I think will become a king. I mean, known. I mean, I see him as a king right now. I see him as somebody who is fit just to get the right, training to know what to do. But this is somebody that I find to have attitude of a leader. Him. Yeah. A leader for when I read about kings that rule in Africa and down the line, this is the mentality of a king because I think this person has everything to rule. Oh, yeah. And this person may be spiritually groomed to rule. Now, what we have here today, in a hurry, is to get rid of white people. And you may say, what the heck is he talking about? Yes, but for real. I mean, academically speaking, if you understand what I am saying, white people have no business, although you see them all over. What white people are doing right now is over Iraq and into Assyria, destroying our place, killing our people. That's what they're doing. And you think they're in America, you know, they're not raising any war inside of here, but you see how often African people, like Muslims and stuff like that, they're not white people. They are African who they spoil. And now they see, our people see that these white people, what they do, come here and work themselves in, like, you know, they know our laws and our ways and stuff like that. And they decide to, like, establish their own government using our way of government and education and everything. They come in and decide to do it, take it over and manipulate us. That's what is going on. Because they weed out our king and the power to rule the world. That's, and they start to rule it. Now listen to me. Listen to me. You know what is behind everything that's going on? It's the gods. It is the gods. And what needs to bring back the world of civilization in function is to get rid of these sodomites here. That's what needs to happen, you know. And they have our military, and nobody can beat them. But the military that they have is ours. The military that they have is ours. And they use it to kill the African ethnic people to bring it to where they are here today. And they're still working on it in more subtle way. But the more our world develops, civilization is letting out a pressure on these white people. See, one of the things to show you that white people 100,000 years ago did not wear clothes, did not speak a language. You get that? Now, how do they come now to be ruling and make law to kill us and make it legal for them to kill us? And if you think I'm joking, you Google 1220 AD. If you think we are losers, they are, and they have inherited the wealth and they gain, yes, in a way, it looks that way. But the fact is, they stole from us. Everything that they have, it comes from us. They steal it from us. Somebody was telling me about the museum up in what? Where? Someplace up there. Thing we have and put it in that museum. Everything we made, they took it away from us because they are bent on, they're going to rule this world here. Okay? Now, that's what they are thinking. They are sodomites. They really don't know the plan of the gods or not like that. They become gods themselves, and they think it's going to be well with their soul as long as they live. That's not true. Because what they have is not theirs, and it's easy to take it away from them. Not using a military. Right? But our intellect is greater than theirs. It doesn't matter what they are doing. We are grounded on the foundation, and that is the power of the gods who dreads the four rivers in Africa. They who raised up the urban civilization in the West, and they are not civilized in any kind of way. But they have done some outstanding things that put them in this position that they are in. Now, I come to understand what they have done. You see what I mean? Because like I say, I read at high school level and I can understand certain things. It's left up to whether or not we want to know. If we know, these white people will go because they talk about they have something that don't exist in civilized existence. Why is it happening? The gods knows. And I thought, why they did not prevent this from happening? They have us here. They just created us. They know that we can handle certain things. But stay pure. Stay loyal. Stay clean. You know what I mean? All right. What happened over the past 2,000 or so years now? The gods are no longer here. Everything that they have created, they leave it to us. And you read in a book, and you can see where we are given kingship to rule. All right? Now let me show you this. Kingship rules. Okay? All right. Now, it shows that we are given the right to rule, right? Kingship. We are on the succession list to rule. Not white people. And like I said to you, the very history book that we have here, it is not things down written in history. Like, you see the white people, they don't have anything of their history for us to read and to know where they are coming from. They don't want us to know where they are coming from either. Okay? They don't want us to know that. Now, all right. But I want to show you a place where we are given the right to rule. And we are under the solar calendar. When you see these white people come now and put Christianity all over the place, we must get those things removed. The church must be removed. Okay? And it's not a joke. I want to show you where we are and what is really happening right now. They take over. They deceive the nations. Okay? That's what they said. They beat all the nations of the world. And they feel like, okay, if the God bless them. But... You know, I can read some of these things in the World History Textbook by Cicero in the last century BC. He said that, you know, how they give thanks and praise to the gods because and how they revere the gods because they know that they direct and govern the world. These white people know that. These white people used to call themselves gods in the textbook, World History textbook. They call their emperor God and their senate God, like one of the gods, not like, you know, monotheism God or anything like that, but them call them like the Elohim gods. They call themselves that and do ceremony and everything like that, and they carry on that kind of conduct until they overthrow the last king in Rome, right? And
When they did that, they're coming with democracy. Anytime you hear these white people talking about our democracy, it's an adversarial word. Democracy is adversarial. And what they are doing and say it's government. It's not. It's not for us. It's because we are relegated because our brain is gone. Just like when you go take a lot of liquor and your brain is not working right and you can't make decisions and do certain kind of things, okay? All right. But we don't know. We do not know. And we do not understand. Is going on the planet, and they have everybody convinced that what they are doing is the power. Homosexuality is going to rule the world. And when you look at the Bible, I come to know because I'm a Bible person. Analysis and conclusion of the Bible. The Bible has some good things in there, not Christianity. And preachers don't preach those good things in there either. But it's all under the 66 book. But I'm telling you now that what is happening now is these white people are thinking like they are gods. And as a matter of fact, they feel like, get rid of gods. Get rid of the gods. Let everybody worship the Pope. Now, that's what they're after. They are working through this now to finalize that everybody worship the Pope. That's what they're trying to do. But they're now, you know, they're getting some civilization force is up against them. Because what I wanted to say to you, can't you see whether or not you realize white people are becoming, not by nature, but by style. They are looking more like humans. Okay. And why they are, what give them a good position with that is this cross-breeding culture that they developed because they interfered with our blood and mingle with themselves, and now they call themselves modern man. So when they say modern man now, they don't give a darn about us being the real anatomic human being. They don't care. They know that they trick us, and they are tricking us. We don't get out of it. We help them to kill our own people and everything like that. We're not ready for nothing else but to make them rule totally. And we all have to just start accepting sodomy like it is the culture of the planet Earth. That's what they are thinking right now. But what I'm saying, they think they get so far in turning the world around, they don't realize they put themselves in the worst position. Because they are trying their best to robe themselves in a way that we must accept them because now they're a sodomite, right? They're fucking ass people. And they think that by dressing up like us and look like us will make them, they don't know, it's a myth. It's a myth. It's a myth. It's not a hit for them to dress up and look like us, talk like us. They labor hard for that. They kill off the Neanderthals to look like Neanderthals, which means like human beings. That's what they succeed with. Okay? And they think that, right now, they think they have it all made, and they don't realize. They have all, you know, at least only one foot in. Right? And they will not get the other foot in because they are doing and are overcome by our civilization. They don't have a civilization of their own. You get it? We don't need to get a army to fight against them. Because what is going to destroy them is a force that they are using that will eventually destroy them. They're going to destroy. They are working on their own destruction, because the ways of the gods work in reverse as far as they are concerned. We are the only ones that the God is encouraged to, like, clean up and, you know, get things back together. Whilst they, what they are doing, they are making things to be much better. When it comes time, they are done away with. When we won't see them, we won't long to see them, we won't nothing them, they'll be a byword. That's what these white people are working on. So they can go up to the moon or go wherever they want, but look, they will not win. The gods will win, and the people with the blood of the gods will know for sure that, you know what? It was really a rocky ride. We go through, you know, a lot of problems. Our ancestors were very young and inexperienced and everything like that. We now see what our Creator can do, right? Now, listen to this. Something here that Mesopotamia, it says, that conflict ended with the peace conference forced on the warring clans by Ninhursag, in the aftermath in which the earth was divided among the two brothers and their sons. Who that? Those who own the earth. White people cannot own the earth, right? Yes. The earth was divided among the two brothers and their sons. And civilization, listen to this. If you think white people are any part of civilization, that's not true. They are not part of civilization at all. And I told you they are not listed in the World History Textbook. You can't find them in the Africa. You can't find Europe as a civilized country in the World History Textbook. What's that? What does that tell you? It tells you that AD Anno Domini is nonsense. And that's what they use to be running the government today, that affecting everybody almost everywhere. They claim they are ruling the world, but they're not ruling the world with any viable instrument. But that's what the world believes. And even the Chinese, who should have known better and know that they shouldn't deal with American white government. You know, I mean, even in South Africa, where you have Mandela underneath these folks, if you don't really become enlightened and fall back in line with the creators, you will have to work for these white people. Because neither Mandela knew that AD Anno Domini was not law, was not government instrument. Mandela never knew that, and he was a liar. I have a high school diploma, and I did a paralegal course, and I come and find out that AD Anno Domini is not a legal instrument in civilization, and white people never bring civilization here at all. I come and read and I find that out. And people everywhere with university education don't realize that these white people are ruling the world with literally fraudulent instrument that they made up. Look at this. The conflict ended with a peace conference forced on them by Ninarsag, right? I read that. So it comes down to this part of the earth was divided among the two brothers and their sons, and civilization was granted to mankind in the three regions. You hear that? We were granted civilization. How did we get civilization? The gods who create us with their blood. That's what makes us civilized. Now, another grant of civilization is things that we make up, things we establish by the civilized knowledge we have, right? So, first degree of civilization is that which the gods, is the God's knowledge. That's civilization, right? So if you don't get the God's knowledge, you can't be civilized. You can't have civilized blood because you have the civilization by the blood. That information is in the blood. And the reason why these white people are behaving like they're civilized and do so much things, it is because they get some of our blood. Their genome is still of primates. See, they look for us and kill us everywhere they find us. Right? How many of us have killed? Let's say just in the United States alone, it's millions, millions. If they were human beings and have our by having some of our blood, they wouldn't be looking for us to kill us. You don't see the Chinese look for the Indians and killing them, or vice versa. No, but these white people who want to make themselves humans, they are looking for the humans to kill them out. That's the difference. Now, we're not going to fight them with no, we're not fighting them with nothing at all. We're not fighting these white people with no weapons whatsoever. What we have is by far more powerful than the weapons that they have. So now I want to show you where we stand and why you must not go back to church. Okay? Just understand where we are in time and what is preserving us, okay? Now, what it says here. I keep on losing my page. All right. My page. Okay, let's see. Okay. Let's see, do I have it here? Okay, let's see if I have it here now. I always get a slip and well. It says I lose my page. I cut out from the place supposed to have this thing. Yeah.
Okay, now, all right, let me go back to this portion here that says, he maintained discipline among the Anunnaki, chaired the council of the seven who judge. The remained and remained the supreme God of the law and order when mankind began to proliferate. He regulated the functions of the priesthood, and when kingship was initiated, called by the Sumerian Enlilship, and a long and well preserved him to Enlil, the all beneficent, found among the ruins of the Yububa house of scribal tablets in Nippur mountain, mentioned in its hundreds 70 lines, many of the scientific and organizational achievements of Enlil, and talk about those were the aspects of knowledge and civilization that Enlil bequeathed to his children and grandchildren, and through them to mankind. Now, you will see that the story isolates all white kind of people that we have here. And like I said, they only start becoming mankind since 100,000 years ago. And that is when we were 100,000 years old in South Africa, and some of us began to leave to the Western world. And it is at that juncture that these white people come out and do something to our people, why they got our blood and start to have children, and the, like I said, now our sapien did develop the Neanderthals. These folks got the Neanderthals before us, and that's why at that time they could not talk, right? But they fall the Neanderthals and begin to have children with them for a long time until they stop looking like monkeys. That's the juncture in which things began to change for us, because the Neanderthals is our brother subgroup from that earthly being that is called Wise Sapien. Now, since they begin to talk, since they done with the Neanderthals and they look like humans, all right, now we are leaving Africa and come to the Western world who talk. We are the real, hybrid humans. And once they got this happening for them, over like 25,000 years, they turn, into like a culture coming around. Everywhere we go in the West, they come and follow us. So if you want to get a good sense of really what happened and how we African people come to be mingling with these white people, are why they are able to mingle with us in any kind of way, it's this history that ties us to it. Now,
it says here, so now you know, you understand the tie. What I'm trying to show you that white people don't belong with us. The church don't belong to us. We're not supposed to go there. Okay? The process by which the Anunnaki imparted such diverse aspects of science and knowledge to mankind has been a neglected field of study. You see that? It has been done to pursue. For example, such a major issue as how astronomer priests came into being. You see, you think this, the Pope, them, how they come to be priests. I'm telling you, these people are, you know, they are criminals. But you must understand how they come to start talking and how the mixing up goes. You have to know that. Otherwise, you won't know the things that they are doing. You won't be able to put it in context and to understand what is the real position between us and them. This confusion is something you only understand by reading the history right here. All right, so the way we come to have this knowledge, how they impart their knowledge, their civilization to us. Remember, these hominid white people are European. They only get everything about civilization from us. You got to go to the beginning and find out where it started. All right, so it goes on to explain some of that to us here by saying the diverse aspect of science and knowledge to mankind has been a neglected field of study. And it is only a neglected in our time where they are trying to not allow us to find out the real knowledge of things. Little has been done to pursue, for example, such a major issue as how astronomer priests came into being. Maybe the first time you're hearing about it. An event without which we today would neither know such about our own solar system. Listen to this. When these white people changed to the moon season calendar, we went down into the ditches. We should have been able to, they shouldn't even come close to that. Where is Africa to stop them from doing it? Africa is retarded too. See, they give away the government to these white people too. It means that we have to get up from where we've fallen and get back in union with the gods of the heavens, right? Now, so it goes on to say, today would neither know much about our own solar system or be able to venture into space. You see, how these white people get to go into space is because of what has happened, and they get to know about all of these things where we alone are supposed to know, not them. They were not kind of a primates to learn human things, but because of what they did, caused the blood, the exchange of blood. That's what happened. All right? Now, of the pivotal event, the teaching of the heavenly secret of Enmendu Duranki. We read in the little known tablet that was fortunately brought to light by W.G. Lambert in this study, Enki Duranki and related material. That when instruction of Enki Duranki in the secret knowledge of the Anunnaki was accomplished, he was returned to summer. The men of Nippur, Sippur, and Babylon called into his presence. He informed them of his experience and of the establishment of the institution of priesthood, and that the gods commanded that it should be passed from father to son. It goes on to tell you other things that related to us. And these things have gotten into the hands of these criminals, and they are using it against us. And it is time that we begin to understand these things. Now, listen to this. Ninurta, however, the warrior, in the aftermath of the deluge, it was he who dammed the mountain passes to prevent more flooding in the plain between the Euphrates and Tigris River, and who had arranged extensive drainage work there to make the plain inhabited again. Therefore, he oversaw the introduction of organized horticulture to the region, and was fondly nicknamed by the Sumerian Urash, he of the plow. When the Anunnaki decided to give mankind kingship, it was Ninurta who was assigned to organize it at the first city of man, Kish. And when, after evil caused by Marduk, the land quieted down, circa 2250 BC, it was again Ninurta who restored order and kingship from his cult city, Ligesh. All right, look, want to thank you for tuning in to the program and listening to some of what I am saying here. I never intend to stretch this out so far, but that's about what happens here. I want to thank you for tuning in. All right. I am telling you all of this because of the situation going on around us in the world. And we, as humanity, are confused because these white people have messed up everything that the gods who created us to work they have now exalted us to a higher life. Now that we are able to rule ourselves. So we come now only to face these guys. So why did the gods allow these sodomites? Well, they were not known back then as sodomites in the world history textbook. But now you can see it is happening. We are in a position to do certain things. See, Africa, they were supposed to be carrying on this kingship in the world because it is only for us. It's not for them. So that interference, and they begin to have children and begin to look like us and talk like us, is something they did. It's something they did. They are not supposed to be doing nothing at all besides stay up in Europe until they are dead one by one and go about their business. But now they get our life and they know they have our blood. And that's why they're living. And it is the reason why they are trying to kill us in every kind of given way. You know what? If Muhammad Ali and these are the guys like Marcus Garvey and stuff like that, and Malcolm X, if they were reading these things and understand them, we wouldn't be here today talking about it. Because those guys would already get these white people out and get back kingship ruling the world. They weren't able to do it. Because what? These information was put down, and as you can see, these white people were doing nothing but distraction, and put the pressure on to keep them blind. That's what has been happening. You don't see them coming and talking, let's say the way I am here talking, and demonstrating it. And so you say, all right, they are not in the world, Mr. Texas. You don't hear those guys say that. You don't hear Marcus Garvey them tell people that, you know, these white people got to go and not like that. No, they talk about if you want to go back to Africa. Why should you go back to Africa when we don't leave Africa and come to the Western world already? We don't have any need to go back to Africa, not unless you personally want to. These white people get a hold of our people and turn them, make them Muslim. And they messes up these people's head until these people turn around and killing their own. You see what I mean? And look, it's a real defilement. And if you don't find out, there's no way you can get on their channel anymore. They're going to do everything they want to do. Now, imagine something like sodomy. We don't know that in our culture, but now they want us to think that, oh, you know, we and them are the same culture anyway. You see what I mean? It doesn't go like that. So now it's hard, very difficult to get people to understand. You see? Because the three churches that they made up, we don't think that our white people make up the three churches. We even take credit for building the church too. And it's not true. We don't have nothing to do with the church. Nothing at all to deal with the church. All right. What do you think is going to happen here? What do you think is going to happen here? What is going to happen here is that people, eyes are being opened, and anytime the truth comes along, you don't deal with military and all them kind of things. No. Because if Martin Luther King was able to tell people, well, listen, don't go back to church. Right? They can't force you to go to church. And if Martin Luther said, look, AD anno Domini is not law. If it's law, let them go up to Europe and do that. If he were able to do that, I mean, we wouldn't know about it today. We wouldn't be talking about it today. Because these people would never be around in our territory or not like that. It would have done then get them out long time. So what they are doing here and telling us like we are to, you know, you know, they don't care about us and they're doing what they want to do. But they dress up and look like us though, right? But the thing is, that alone is not going to do it. We have got to know our history and know who we are and know that oh, they don't belong among us. Look into the world history textbook, and you see it is telling you that they don't have no right to be among us. And I can read just a little snippet of it right now and show you that what I'm saying is for real. Watch this. Where government and everything is spelled out to us. Watch this. It says, when in the 4000 BC, we are in the West, hundreds of thousands of years ago. But when we came down to like the 4000 BC is when the end of the Neolithic Age, between 4000 and 3000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. Now, we are here in the West this amount of time, hundreds of thousands of years. Now, the gods decided to upgrade our standard of life. So it moves on to say this. It tells you how we begin to, work in the Bronze Age to make things. These white people want us to think that they are the ones who make it. They don't have any conscience. And because we turn fool, they can say anything, write a Bible and say anything. No, they don't have any right to write anything about us. Moreover, to be in our territory. They don't have, absolutely nothing. Now, strike AD Anno Domini, because AD Anno Domini don't work, not even, any little crumbs in as a scale. It is not even a crumb. It's nothing, AD Anno Domini. If you think I'm joking, you will find out in a little while. But AD Anno Domini don't mean nothing. It's default. It's not used for no transaction. Okay? You think it's joke? No. If nobody not like talking to me and to show friction, I'm just like going freely, free flowing. But let anybody come up here and seek to defend AD Anno Domini. They would not succeed. And I don't have a degree like them. And I would show you that their degree don't mean anything to civilization. Nothing at all. Okay? Kingship is what give us life on earth. Civilized life. You hear? And knowledge. That's all there is to it. Our people never read and find out. But 100,000 years ago, from then on till now, we have lost it. Okay, and they write a Bible. These white people write the Bible about falling. We fall from grace. All right, and that is tangled up with the talking serpent. Right, in the Genesis 3, God is lying, and God actually confirmed that the talking serpent was telling the truth. That the day they eat the fruit, they will be wise as God. All right. Well, these white people get away with that for a long time because they are the one who did the crime. They did the crime. Now, I'm going to show you what I'm saying. They're not supposed to be among us. Listen this from this segment here. It says, It says, the Neolithic Age, down in between 3000 and 12,000 BC, the Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlements had been hardly more than villages. As the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex society. at their as their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies. You know why they were creating armies? These white people that were following us. And to build walled city. It's not explaining why, but I'm telling you why. Since we've been over here 100,000 years, these folks begin to, they already go through having their babies turning adults, and they all scatter all over the place following us now, because we are the one that talks and the only civilized people on earth, right? Since 200,000 years ago. Now, so it goes on now to say, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valley, in the river valleys of, listen, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Did it say Europe? I'm telling you, the 4,000. If the civilization being built up is about African people, I mean, what space is there for European people who can't talk? They make stone tools. That's it. But they're grunters. They grunt from 3.1 to 4 million years ago. You know, they've been about, and they never talk. So clearly, only in this history will we find clarity to, I mean, know what to do with ourselves, because they couldn't come to us about the church or nothing like that. They couldn't, they could not and should not be able to face African people to, like, take charge and buying slave and all them kind of thing. It would never happen, all right? So look at what happened to us now into this higher grade of life, and to see whether or not you can find any place in here for white people. Now, they're running the world that worth so much money and wealth, all kind of things in business transactions. And they don't have any right here. Now, to tell them to get out, that sounds like it's impossible, right? But we don't care about their business AD and Dominic transaction, because they begin to do it when there was no permission for them to be here, period. Look at that. What they have to talk about is nothing to debate and nothing for them to fight about, because we're not fighting them, besides telling them they must leave the place from which they invade us and been killing us and all that. Let's see what the power of the Almighty God is going to do. Watch this. So it says, it is Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. No, they want to say they are humans because they have one man named Carl Lenin who bring in human being into an animal classification and make them humans too. You see that? So there's a lot of things been going wrong ever since Africa goes out of operating the kingship government. And we now lost ability to be protected by our government. Simply because they take away the knowledge from everybody and nobody cannot protect themselves. Now, not until people are going to be raised up who sees and knows and know that, oh, this is our thing, not theirs, and order them to leave. That's all you do. Order them to leave. And if you're ordering them to leave, your people must know that they cannot go to that church. You see, because if they go to that church, once they are told not to go there, they're done. They're done. Church is not for African people. And your affiliation with Jesus don't exist. Plain and simple as that. You want to, you going out there. If you want to perish, go on out there. Especially now that you know. A different story. What's this? So it tells you now, it is our life that they are feeding on and going like we don't happen. You don't see. Now, the emergence of civilization, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Now, do you see the African people on the European sodomite hominin dam? Do you see they are not have anything in common? How did they come to mingle with us? Like criminals. And after that, they come back and still, till this day, they treat us like a criminal would. You see what I mean? They are criminals, and now they're setting up church to praise God. They are the imitators of what's good and bungle them up all over the place. Everybody confused. That's what they do. This is a world of confusion right now. And unless somebody evolve with the truth, okay, and let the power of the Almighty God totally obliterate these folks, it will go on until, you know, whenever it ends. But right now, what we have to do is to recognize ourselves in the history that is here. Now, the emergence of civilization tell us about our culture and say what it is like. So don't you know that these white people are not supposed to be among you? You're not supposed to have sex with them because sex is the only pleasure between you and them. And the thing is, that's why your sperm must be a clean sperm. And they are not a taxonomy to mate with African hybrid people. It's just not true. You're not to marry them. You see, the white people are convinced us that it's all right because they're killing us every time we do those things. Because they should be away from themselves. Long time and dead out and gone. But because they are in our blood and they know that's what's keeping them alive, that's why they are putting so much into it. You see what I mean? Now, we have cities that we raise up. These people, you don't know the difference between them and us. Okay? Now, but it's only the truth that we have to make distinction between them and us, because they are now accepted like they are human and they are not. They call Cro-Magnon man. And you see, they are hiding what they did and use the Bible to push it off and say, well, then the devil do it. These white people, I mean, every single one of them, if you want to be sorry for them, don't sorry for white people. Don't sorry for white people. And don't just blame them. Blame the white, so they call the White House. Okay? Blame them who are in federal government and running, the decision of this country that they call United States. If you are not pointing the finger at them, the KKK and the what, them not. Who them kill us and hang us up in a tree, they are the hominid primates and the apes of South Africa. Listen, you got to know the truth to let the Spirit of God rest with us. If you don't do that, you're going to perish. All right. So now we have the city and we have the growth of government. So like I tell you, we were created 200,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, we come to the Western world and begin to do things. And here comes these sodomites come after us with military, our own military, and steal everything we have. And here we are now. They have used our wealth and everything, and they are on top of the world. Now, the way they are going to lose their place that they have taken up. It's for us to change. It's for us to change and able to dictate what the truth is. Once the truth is dictated and people's behavior conform with the way of the gods, these white people are no more, because they don't have no intimate form of government. They are always criminal and hoax and this myth about Jesus Christ. You know, these people mix up things in such a way that they call a myth, or they call history a myth. They refer to history as a myth. You can't do that. You just don't do that. That's confusion. Just like how they talk about a man must not, you know, I mean, have sex with a man like he would with a woman. He said, don't, you don't do that. I mean, that's confusion. They find, myth and history to be the same thing. How can you call history is a record of the past? It's not myth. You can't turn it around. Growth of government. What they are doing has nothing to do with growth of government in this World History textbook. So why are they recognizing the World History textbook? Yeah, because they are stealing from us. They use it to steal from us. Because as long as we don't find out that they don't belong here, they'll use our own stuff on us and let us say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And up into the Pentecost, day of Pentecost and all them kind of foolishness, and the washing of this of Jesus with the saints' feet and all that kind of stuff. All this whole bunch of nonsense, right? So the growth of government, and it tells you what the government is right here. It has nothing to do with democracy. Right? So when these white people are telling about democracy, oh, a democracy, these filthy white, hominids, you know, they got to go. They got to go. AD and Adamany that they are sitting on, they don't talk about it though, but it takes a legal mind, really, to see it. That AD and Adamany that the Pope make up, the Pope, they make a lot of things that it's not just, you know, they make other things too that comes into relevance. However, the AD Anno Domini is based upon Mary of a boy child, right? None of that is true. I mean, absolutely nothing civilized. Civility came 450,000 years ago. It's the knowledge of the gods. They are there almost 4 million years and never speak a word. In the circumstances of history now, it's the only place that lies where civilization is and by which we must live. And if you decide you're going to go under AD and Adamany and follow their law, that law is there to kill you, 1220 AD. That's what they're using it for. They're fucking sodomites. You see what I mean? And we are obeying that because we don't know no better. You know, the blood, the rhesus blood is killing us. But when you hear it, do you have something inside of you that gives you a sound that you are to listen to? When somebody's talking and telling you something, if you're not able to distinguish, you're dead. It means you're dead for real. You see what I mean? So here we have it, that the government is a civilized one. In the first civilization, government were led by rulers. You hear that? Civilization. You can't live without civilization. White people are not into civilization. It's not in the World History textbook. See, over the world, this World History textbook is among, let's say, Sumerian history. But this one is a common book that tells us exactly what civilization is too, and the government. You don't have any excuse. No excuse. Now, they would want to give you argument. White people have absolutely zero argument concerning the jurisdiction of kingship. Jurisdiction of kingship does not include anything white people are. Nothing. Okay? And there is no argument that they can make that will survive. There's none. They don't accumulate nothing or owe anything or pay anything at all because it was not a credit on the kingship rule that the gods created. Why didn't they make civilization before the gods came here? Why didn't they? No, they were in Europe, and everything they do is criminal until this day. They must get out, right now. Right now. You see what I mean? Now, if they think they value something, they will have to value it in this world. It's a textbook. Don't joke about that. And they are not in here. Listen. So it tells you clearly in this book, right? So just as they would tell you about federal law and that you have to obey it, why aren't they obeying the first government in civilization? And you know what federal, you think the federal government is a civilized thing? No, none at all. They are transacting it because they are wrongly emulating kingship government, you know, see. That's what is happening. When you emulate something wrongfully, it's not legitimate. You see what I mean? So white people, they think they're going on with a lot of things, but as far as being civilized is concerned, it doesn't matter how pretty they want to be or how much money they think they have. Billions and billions of dollars. It's not even theirs. That's for real. That's for real. All the billions and billions of dollars that they're talking about and budgets and stuff like that, it's not their stuff because Africa is over there. Who is supposed to be ruling over the wealth of the world? It belongs to us. Now, like how they say they are taking care of white people and black people don't really mean much of anything, it's upside down. If anybody should be in the first position, it's us. It's not them. All right, but even so, now that we see, you know, the way they have it, we have every right to know the difference and seek to get the right thing in order, right? But if we're not doing that, then these faggots, they're going to get rid of us and they will go on, you know, doing what they want to do, right? But the point is, what happened if we see it, and we are able to remove it. Somebody's going to say, you can't? No. No. Don't even try that because it's not going to work. If the spirit that developed this civilized world is remain active, you're not going to survive trying to fight it. All right? So I want to tell you now about, finally, referring to the Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China establishment of civilization. Listen to where the ending of this. The role of religion. Important religious development characterized, yes? Important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilization. Listen carefully to this. All of them developed religions, not church, to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. That is as clear-cut and as simple and finite, infinite truth that nobody can change. It is telling us civilized people only give account, only revere the role of religion. Because what they teach us is the knowledge of civilization to live the right way, civilized people. Bungling up with these sodomite fucking asshole. Hey. You know, that caused a lot of calamity. The herd fall out from underneath you. You go up in a plane, it drop and down into the ocean and all kind of stuff. Look out there now in your, you know, into your computer and see the, over the past few years, how many big planes with a lot of people just perish. Because one thing or the other happened to them planes and they can't control them in the air and they all head down to the ocean, you know, where they can go get bits and pieces and stuff like that and don't see a lot of these people ever answer anymore. You don't understand. But look, these white people don't really care. Just like when you have shootings and all kind of bombings going on. Oh, they're doing it right here in America to the local people. But abroad, no. But in America, everybody accept it like, oh, that's, you know, it's an evil society. That's all they say. Why is it an evil society? Why don't they look back 400 years ago? None of that wasn't here. And there were millions of people here. Why they don't see that? No, they're not. Because the white people turn us idiots. Now, if you're eye open, behave like you're eye open. You not be afraid of them. Okay? So, talking about what life is today as it is exactly what this says. That all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature, which is the gods. They are the ones who are connected to the forces of nature. So when you go up there in a plane, and they tell you that you're going to have some clouds or rain ahead of you, and the pilot must do what he has to do to get through that. And then, you know, that's where the gods want to kill you. You know, you go up in a plane. That plane is not going to come down. Because you're going to fall into something that's a trap, you know, set up there to kill you. Okay? So you better pray that you get a safe flight. The time has come when people are being destroyed because they are going against when it says all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Who give us the existence? The gods of civilization. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claim to be divine. And where did this instruction leave us? It leaves us being controlled under a new social structure, which is this new establishment that began in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. White people are not civilized. Be it known to you, white people are not civilized. White people are not humans. They transform into like they are humans and all that. It's a deception. Okay, so it's up to you if you want to go there and want to have picnic with white people. That's error. That's anomaly. Okay? And if you think that, the God what them are talking about in the Bible, really want you to do that, the God in the Bible, yeah. You believe that God? Yeah, yeah. You think it's the will of God? Never yet. You don't read your history, you don't know. Look, that Bible that you're reading there about God, it doesn't have close to what is in the World Literature Textbook. You think the World Literature Textbook is a secular book? You kidding? The Bible is not even secular. It's worse. Thing that you consider secular. Ain't no God in there at all. You think of what you're doing and look at the world around you, because you will see the World Literature Textbook telling you actual things in the world long time ago and today. That Bible was telling about Isaiah, prophecy of Jesus Christ. It never happened. It never happened. Right? And you will think, find all kind of way to interpret that it happened. It never happened. Because it says the man would be a king. He would sit literally on a throne in Jerusalem. It has not happened, you jerk idiot. It don't happen. So why are you trying to interpret it some other way? Because, you have to keep the church running. No, you must be real. Be for real. Okay? Why should you want something, that makes some trouble, such trouble, when the king said, you have priests or prophets from 1500 BC who is telling special people about Jesus coming. All right, so the finality is that he would come born of a virgin. That's what they say, a virgin. But he would born a man-child. All right, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Now, do you get that out of a Jesus in St. Matthew 10, say 34? What he says, think not that I am coming to the world to send peace but a sword. He wipes out the peace that the prophets spoke about. That means no prophet was ever there. Prophesying anything. These savage, white, fucking ass white people, they are the Isaiah in the Bible. You see what I mean? How much way you want this? All right. You know what? I thank you for tuning into the program and getting down to the latter end of it is, listen to this. Obama gay, a D and a Domini killer, return from ISIS full documentary, God's Kills. All right, now, God. All right, so we got it here. All right, now I want to read something to you. I watched a video recently, and I had to bring this up. Return from ISIS, full documentary, Frontline. I think this, they said it's 2 years ago since this came out, but I'm just having it, but it is fresh to me because I listened to something way back, I think, yes, like maybe when, it's back in Obama time. And what do you think here? It has been, it's ambiguous the way they talk about these criminal terrorists. America is the foundation of terrorism. Not just since yesterday, but from 100,000 years ago. They are the only criminal on planet Earth. And they elevate themselves because, guess what? They come walk a road where, it's like a win-win for them, where they learn to read in miraculous ways and by their insistence on being, awesome criminals. So things happen to them that make psychological and biological change that they come through, right? But what they could do for 3 to 4 million years, they start doing it since, let's say, 100,000 years ago, all right? If you don't have the eyes to envision and see what is going on the planet, what changes are made that you may think that don't exist, it exists because you're living in the problem and you can't do nothing to it, and only unless you're able to understand it, you're able to possibly affect what is happening, right? Now, what I'm trying to say to you is this. Obama, there was a time ISIS was very active in the Middle East there, and it was like nobody really fully out here, normal people don't really get good report to say, who is behind ISIS? Do you know? Do you know who is behind ISIS? Because ISIS still exists. I don't know if they are active, but they still exist. You see what I mean? In one shape or another. Now, you look at these people up in Washington and see them come out and president is having, you know, some, like, people briefing, right? President briefing the world. All right. You know, they're not so smart in hiding. I noticed that throughout the Bible. These white people, they're only so smart. Obama, the president, address the problem that they were getting, that the president was getting about what was happening with ISIS. ISIS was doing bad, killing and making a lot of way things bad go bad. And the complaint that was coming in, so Obama said he already taken action to control ISIS. He said it. I heard it from his own lips. Obama said it. You think Obama is the first black man president? And what? Obama do some economic things like Clinton, you know? They always looked upon. But look, there's no place to call any of these leaders a good leader. There's no place in America for the sodomite presidency. No way at all. No place is made to accommodate them because they are killing off the civilized people. That's what they are doing. The Bible that you see they have out there don't aim at anything beside bringing the African people to eventually get accustomed to sodomy, become one, or just be happy with it. That's what they're about. You understand? That's what they're about. All right. I don't think I'm going out there. You know, all these, Muhammad Ali, He was right on one, on a few things. He was right on not wanting to go into the, you know, he told them off. He don't want to go to Hanoi or one of those places, Vietnam or something, to go fight because he didn't do those people anything. But, you see, that was one out of many African people who think, and some people, curse at Muhammad Ali because he take that position. And they are African people. And yet still they're siding with these white sodomite folks to kill off our people then. Send them go fight for who don't do nothing to them. And you know, so they are making it like, oh, it's just war. No, it's not just war. It's fucking white idiots coming and turning us mad and turning us into monkeys. That's what it is. Okay, instead we tell them, no, go back to Europe, go fight the war. No, you go there, like Colin Powell and Ron Brown and these guys. They stay in these folks because They're blind. They can't see what these fucking assholes doing. Okay? Their AD and Adamani, gone so big now. Oh, they have the law and the bliss and the blah, blah, blah. You don't see the morning light. You don't see it. Okay? And thank you, Jesus. Imagine the easiest thing to do is to see that Jesus never existed. Because too many places you read in the Bible, you can't find no place where a real Jesus exists. You just can't. But this is just keep on going, going, and people begin to like expand themselves and love Jesus more and all them kind of. Jesus never exists. All right. So here is this. Obama take responsibility and show that he has the power to control ISIS. Why did he say that? How many people heard that? I heard it. And then I know they're trying to keep secret of what they're doing, but it came out then when pressure was on Obama to give, you know, a response to satisfy the idea that you have to do something to ISIS, right? Because, you know, they want ISIS to look like, you know, it's not United States that is financing it and all that kind of thing. You know, or like it's not fighting on behalf of you know, United States. It's just fighting, which is not true. Look, the entire United States federal government is nothing less than criminal. Nothing less than criminal. It started a criminal, and it is a criminal now. It will always be until it's over with. But they are the criminal of the world. They are the ones that are causing the world to be tumbling up and down. They are the ones. Okay? So now, what is the only solution right now is for China, India, and all these countries that are civilized countries, just get rid of AD and Adamani. You understand that? And leave Africa alone. Leave Africa, because it is Africa's duty to be the ruler of kingship. Go to Africa and take the kingship post. That's what must be done. And if you don't do it, you're going to be smitten. That's what you African people are to do. Go into Africa and take over the kingship position. Let these faggot, stinking white people go back where they come from. That's what you're supposed to do. No democracy. It's theirs. They made it. You don't see our people asking nothing. You think that, it, like the Jesse Jackson and the Al Sharpton, they're running for presidency. What the hell are they running for it for? You mean that they're all brainwashed and don't have any sense? It's kingship. Can't you see? Okay. So it goes on that everything is out there tumbling the world. I see some of these buildings out there where nice building. They are using their planes to bomb these places. And people are trying to go from here to there. You don't know that. These honest fucking, Trump and Biden, the whole long line of them. Clinton, about some 47 or whatever of them. That's what they're doing. And you will think America is a nice place. It's been like peace and quiet in America. You think so? They get where they want to go. And it's right here to get all of the African people, all their brain is down. That's what they want. You don't know. You can't come up and make a plausible statement and stop them from doing what they're doing. But most of all, if you weren't able to articulate at that level, articulate at a level where you get some effects that is steering towards the right way. But we don't get none of that. Both female and male. They are, you know, I mean, they're not seeing. But the time is now. We're ready. Right now. We're poised now. White people must go. AD and Adamani is not government. They are using it to kill us with free hand where nobody cannot do anything about what they do. I hear that they just put a man to death recently. And yes. And so I am saying that what is going on now, the time has come. No federal government. Federal government. We want somebody to come and sit as a king and rule the world, get the world out. Get all these weapons and all them something that they have there out. Okay? And get the world back as it was, so in the hand. If we don't defend that, we are not taking responsibility for the civilized world. Right? It's not going to be hard for us to take this position because we're not going to fight nobody on no battlefield. It's the truth. And saying, you African people must understand that that Jesus that you have, it's a faggot. It's only a character. Is that for real? I mean, what happened in Palestine? You don't know what happened in Palestine? Is this faggot come in there and do all the damage and turn around, write a Bible and say, you know, I mean, who art believer or report unto whom is the harm of the Lord? There is no Jesus that died on any cross. But, I mean, for goodness sake, Matthew 26, Jesus prayed to his father 3 times to not make them kill him and he shed his blood. Why was Jesus doing that? There is no Jesus. You fool. There is no Jesus. No Jesus would do that. And all over the New Testament, they are saying that Jesus, before the foundation of the world, agreed and covenanted with God to come and die. No, it proved that is a lie. Then the prophecy now fulfilled. Because when you are to see a physical man come in and crowned, you see, a scripture said, no, he run up in a bush and go hide. He never crowned. Well, he wasn't here, so he never crowned at all. But they are telling you, yeah, he was here, but he hide up in a bush. And you believe that. All right, listen, open your eye. You know, I can't blame anybody for being blind because my parents were blind. I come up and I follow the blindness. But things have changed. And it wasn't anybody who, a human being who take me and do nothing to me, is that in my own brain, it happened by restoring to me what is my true nature. All right? So I want to thank you. So I want to like tell you some more about what this Obama thing is doing. While you're here and we are here in America, they're out there giving hell to people who live in those countries because they want to annihilate so many of our people. You don't see why. They come from up in Europe, where they come from. And look at where they're at right now. They must be stopped. And they must be stopped right now with AD and Adamani. And they must walk out with nothing. Nothing. Because we will have the gods totally wipe them out. If they try to give any problem, the gods can see and they know where our mind is at and what they want. All right, let's go there. How an American mom and her kids ended up from America in the heat of ISIS. Self-cleared caliphate in Syria. How did that happen? the White House. It is what they set up. Here is what one person said. And what happened when they came back? So somehow after they've been out there in Syria, they came back because things got bad. See what I mean? And as you can see, things are getting bad for them. Things are getting bad for them all around. You see? Because their portion of curse is going to take them out. It scared everybody. Not just me. This person said, what a mature self. Selfless, empathetic response from a brutalized child. I hope he has a safe, peaceful life going forward. So she take her child over there. And something went really bad for them. So they have to come back home. Someone else said, the way Ham's face lit up when shown Sam's picture and how it quickly downcast at the mention of ISIS really broke my heart. She's like my mother. He's like my brother. I want to be next to her, seeing the soldier take him from Sam was sad, and he seems really intelligent. Not just me, everyone was scared of them. Every day they kill people. Damn. God bless his precious soul and protect him always. I pray his mom was found. Someone else said, why no one blames U.S. federal so-called government for setting terrorist movement in the world? Nobody now said that. Very few people would agree with that. Africa is silent. 2,600 years now. So what it means to have primate hominid beast galvanize civility? A very pitiful thing. But I just want you to know that America is in bad shape. And as far as getting ourselves back to where civility control this country and the world, we are in good shape for that. But if you continue to go to church, you are going to be in the way of that prospect. You see, because it should be easy for these people to get a message from the African people, say, hey, you know what? We don't want you no more. Okay? We don't want no more sodomite people in our settlements. Come out, get out of the Western Hemisphere because it's not covering you with jurisdiction. Your civilized self must go. Okay? Because these sodomites, they think that they rule everything. They, when they're talking about they have law, AD law, they think it's law for real. But we have got to show them, no, that's not true. And if you continue to insist to stay here and fucking asshole on us, now you're going to be burning a lot of fire. And not those where you use bomb to bomb us with. Because we don't own a bomb, right? Not ashamed to tell you that, because we not depend on that. Even if we had it, that's not what we would be using on you right now. Because you use those things when you have a hand going and no real power over what you're doing. Real power, not using that. A lot of people will say, oh no, you have to have the army, the navy and stuff like that. No, that's for fools. That is for fools. Okay? Fools keep on doing the wrong thing and use firepower to kill off somebody. When you kill off somebody, you kill them. You don't kill the thing. You don't kill the evil. We're talking about killing the evil. And that, if the Lord is on our side, we don't need a gun at all to help ourselves. All right. I want to thank you for tuning in the program. And I hope that you are able. Somebody was here. I don't know who that was. Vito Esposito. Somebody was here listening to me. All right. I wanted to read something. I'm not sure if I can do it, but I would like to try. Elohim time civilization. Elohim civilization. A rich and diverse history. And this is Michael Tellinger posting from his scientific research in South Africa. All right, to see if I can make any way with this. A rich and diverse history. When explorers first encountered these ruins, they assumed that they were cattle corrals made by nomadic tribes like the Bantu people as they moved south and settled the land from around the 13th century. There was no previous historical record of any other civilization capable of building such a densely populated community. Little effort was made to investigate the site because the scope of the ruins was not fully known. Over the past 20 years, people like Cyril Hornick, Richard Wade, Giovanni, and a handful of others have discovered that these stone structures are not what they seem to be. In fact, these are now these are now believed to be the ruins, ancient temples, and astronomical observatories of lost ancient civilizations. Who these were? They were not the people. They were not the hominids them from Europe, because they were not civilized. But even in their state, it wasn't about them, right? They were not of civilization or any part of the project, the gods they were doing in South Africa. All right. So it says here, in fact, these are now believed to be the ruins of ancient temples
and astronomical observatories of lost ancient civilizations that stretch back from many thousands of years. These circular ruins are spread over a huge area. They can only truly be appreciated from the air or through modern satellites images. Many of them have almost completely eroded or have been covered by the movement of soil and foaming and the weather. Some have survived well enough to reveal their great size, see above, with some original walls standing almost 5 feet high and over a meter wide in places. Looking at the entire metropolis, it becomes oblivious that this was a well-planned community developed by a highly evolved civilization. The number of ancient gold mines suggests the reason for the community being in this location. We find roads, some extending 100 miles, that connected community and traced and terrace agriculture closely resembling those found in the Inca settlement in Peru. But one question begs for an answer. How could this be achieved by humans 200,000 years ago? You see what I mean? Now, white people don't care about us having these kind of observations because they don't care about what we know contradicts what they are for, because they know what they are for is going to be just what they are for. It's not subject to them wanting any perfection to, like, dispute what they have. So they don't care about us finding these things for ourselves that we don't know about, but we should know about them. White people, okay? So if you are not in a position, stop going to church and to put your knowledge into those information that gives us the higher life that we need. Well, so it is going to be here and say, we don't know, and we don't know, and we continue to be under these white people, you know, I mean, they're sodomite, I mean, carrying on what they want and want the world to be practicing. It's not them. Just laugh at that. I mean, and just know that, no, listen, the gods have everything there to keep us comfortably, you see. And don't let these people turn you a fool and you think it's hard for us to find our way. It's not hard when we know. All right. May the good Lord bless and keep you. And I hope that something I have said may have drawn your attention and put you on the right frequency. Right? Let you be prosperous and good until we are able to be on the next edition. Take good care of yourself.